Video games have become very popular. There are a lot of games for the personal computer. Also, video game systems can be found in many homes. As video games have become more popular and advanced, they have influenced popular culture. For example, some of the characters in them are famous all over the world. They even are known to people who have never played video games. There have been several movies based on video games, too. Obviously, the video game industry makes a lot of money, and the designers of a successful game can become very rich. Of course, this means that there are many people buying and playing video games. What kind of people are they? People have many ideas about gamers. The most common one is that they are nearly all men who have no interests outside of games, so games are all that they can talk about. According to the people who believe this idea, gamers are also mostly overweight because they always play video games instead of exercising. Even if they are not heavy, they are still unhealthy because they rarely go outside or do anything active. Further, this image of gamers suggests they have poor social skills. They do not know how to have face-to-face conversations with other people. They spend all of their free time alone at home with their computers, and they only connect with others through the internet. But perhaps the most negative belief about gamers is that they often have emotional problems. Some think that many video games are violent, so gamers may start to feel that they can use violence in real life. Further, it is believed that gamers spend too much time in the false worlds of their games. As a result, they can no longer recognize the real world and may believe that they are characters in a game. The result of this can be using violence or destroying property, either physically or through computer hacking. Of course, these beliefs are not always or often true. Maybe there are a few gamers that fit this image, but according to research, the number is very low. A large study about gamers was conducted in the United States in 2008. The researchers asked various questions to over 1,000 college students across the country, and they found that most gamers are the same as the rest of the population. According to the survey, gamers and non-gamers spent the same amount of time doing different kinds of activities, like studying and exercising. The gamers in the study lived normal lives, had normal friends, and were unlikely to be violent. Since then, these results have been supported by other research. A 2014 survey of thousands of gamers found that online gaming did not reduce their ability to talk to others, but helped it. Another study, from 2015, found that there are actually slightly more women gamers than men. In addition, recent research has shown that gamers develop improved skills in certain mental tasks. Gamers in one study even showed higher development in some parts of their brains. According to research, at least, gaming has become a normal hobby. People of various age groups, education levels, and genders are enjoying games more and more in recent years. And games are only going to get more popular. Unfortunately, some people believe that this is bad for society. This fear comes from their image that gamers are unhealthy, never talk to other people, have emotional problems, or are even violent. But like many other beliefs that people hold, this image of gamers seems to be different from reality.